God made the world and all its wonders for man to explore. And there are countless wonders just outside your front door. Now join natural world photographer and journalist Roger W. Downs as he shares the stories of the people, places, music, and cuisines he has discovered as we explore with RWD.
Hey, welcome on into episode 15. And of course, I'm your host, Roger W. Downs. And typically with Explore with RWD, we have a guest on and we talk to them about either a place that you can go explore or maybe to learn a little bit about them and their achievements and what they offer to the community at large, especially when you're out bouncing around from one natural resource to the next. But today I want to talk to you about something really important. And I've been thinking about doing this podcast for a while, and I wasn't really sure if I should, because I don't always like to talk about myself personally. And just like you, I want to avoid being judged by people. Now, do I really care someone's opinion, especially if it's super negative? No, because that person obviously has a lot of hatred in their heart, and they're going to hate on somebody no matter what they say. So I try to take that with a grain of salt. However, I don't always want to sound preachy either, but I think this is really important to share with you. You see, when I was a kid, I didn't have the best childhood growing up. Now, mind you, I was well taken care of. I had a roof over my head and clothes on my back, but my dad was an alcoholic. And part of the healing process for me to get past all of that and find peace in my life was to get out into the forest, but more importantly, to get my children out into the forest with me. And I want to talk to you about that and how it can really bring a family together coming up next on Explore with RWD.
No wonder off now. Explore with RWD will be right back after this.
Hey, it's RWD here again. And when I'm out exploring new areas, I always take my camera along with me because I'm also a nature and wildlife photographer. And you can see some of that imagery at explorewithrwd.com. But more importantly, I want you to experience it the best I can provide it to you. And that's why I usually grab video of waterfalls, forests, and any place that can help you just reconnect with nature through either your cell phone, your laptop, your tablet, or even your computer. You can find my YouTube channel at explorewithrwd.com.
Welcome back to Explore with RWD.
This is 3 miles. Tiny legs do not go well 3 miles.
All right, well, get your tiny legs to move and go on.
Tiny legs. I can't do tiny legs.
That's my 10-year-old son, Christian, as we were traversing the 3-mile round-trip hike out to Wintergreen Falls in the DuPont State Recreational Forest. It may have been a little further than he wanted to go, but we'll always have that memory now of him saying, my tiny legs, I got them tiny legs. And he still chimes that around the house from time to time just to make me laugh. And we never would have had that experience if we hadn't gone out into the forest. And that's why I believe it is so important to include your family in your hikes, camping experiences. And if you don't have children, that's okay. Take your dog, take your loved one, whatever the case may be, a forest or a park, wherever you have available to you, creates memories that last forever. Unlike video games or texting someone a meme that's funny, those moments out in the forest can never be replaced, in my opinion. Plus, I firmly believe that the natural resources we have available to us, the lakes, the parks, the forests, that we can go out on for free in most cases. Now, some of them, yes, have a small cost, but they are a lot less than taking your kids to, let's say, Disney World for a week or making a trek to Six Flags to ride roller coasters. And let's just be honest for a second here. Have you ever seen anybody really super excited about being at Disney World on, let's say, the third day? It's usually the parents following kids around who are overexhausted and everybody's cranky and they're yelling at each other and there's tears, right? But a forest offers such a calm environment. And also, you're not walking on concrete in a forest most times. You're walking through a path which gives a little bit to your weight and the spring in your step. You're not just being beat down on in the sun. Unless, of course, you're going to the Grand Canyon or someplace like that, then go prepared. But overall, there's just this reconnection with nature, which there have been so many studies that have said that allows us to recharge our batteries and find inner peace again. And when you do that with your family, the laughter begins, you have a good time. And yes, we've all had that cranky teenager with us who kind of makes every trip miserable. But what's important is this, is eventually they're going to come around. I've never known a family that's taken their kids out into the forest to do some fishing or hiking or photography or maybe some rafting or canoeing that didn't finally all come together. Now, mind you, the disclaimer here is you can't have a dysfunctional family that's full of abuse come together in the forest. That takes a lot of counseling and healing in a different aspect. But I'm talking about just reconnecting with your family, because it's so easy to get caught up doing that 9 to 5, going to work, coming home, going to work, coming home, and then running your kids to their events and dropping them off and jumping over here and doing this and doing that and never taking the time to just spend that quality time together. And the forest has this, I like to believe, a godly value to it. So it helps to bring you and your family back together, because we've all gotten disconnected because the kids are either playing video games, they're off to their social events at school, or they're constantly on their phone. And the great thing about a forest is there isn't really great Wi-Fi service out there. I mean, yeah, there's some, but there isn't a ton. You're not going to be able to get a great connection and be able to have a conversation with someone. And that's important for you, too, as the parent. And by the way, if you're single, that's also important for you, because you can break away from your daily life, because we're all wired up to that cell phone, right? And we're always having to reply to someone, unless, of course, we're out of pocket. So my suggestion is, get out of pocket with your family so you can then have that bubble out of pocket with your family to reconnect and make the memories. Yeah, of course, take lots of video and pictures of you guys having a good time together, and don't force it, but just go fishing or go hike a trail or have a conversation around a campfire, cooking hot dogs, and talk about how your parents used to take you hiking, or talk about what's going on in your children's lives as you're eating hot dogs or hamburgers or whatever you're eating. Maybe it's tofu, whatever the case may be. But that way, you're away from everybody else, you're disconnected, and you're having fun together. So why is it so important to spend time with your kids and your family? Maybe it's just you and your wife or your husband going out and camping before you have children, or maybe you choose not to have children. But why is it important for you to go do those things? Because it creates memories that make lasting bonds. I have one great memory with my dad, who was an alcoholic. And that's when I went fishing with him in Englewood, Florida. We used to live there, and he took me out fishing, and I caught this record flounder. And it was a great day for both of us. And years after, when we were trying to heal our relationship, when my dad was dying because of all of his drinking, we talked about that day. And I'm glad I had that moment with him, but it breaks my heart, because that's it. I mean, there were other moments where we laughed and stuff, but just a moment with me and him where he wasn't drunk and we were having a blast together, and he was my dad. So that's why I take my kids out into the forest with me. And I made that mistake. I was in broadcasting for 30 years and it ate up all my time. Broadcasting, as they told me when I first started, isn't a career, it's a lifestyle, which means you're always doing it, which means your family is suffering. And I've been divorced 3 times because I allowed my career to come first. What a mistake. Yes, it's important. It is important to make money, but is it important for you to be the top of the food chain wherever you work? Is it important for you to get that next promotion? No, it's not as important as your children are and spending time with them out in the great outdoors where God brings you together to connect. Yes, of course you can do that at home playing board games and so forth like that, but there's just something special about getting outside with your family and doing it on a regular basis. We live in a day and age where divorce rates are through the roof. I think it's like 55% of every marriage fails and it ends in divorce. 55%, which means there's about 25% who are still holding on but are miserable. leaving only about, what, 15% or so that are happily married? What is the key of being happily married? Well, part of it is being able to have memories and connecting with each other and loving on each other somewhere where you can escape all the craziness of your daily life. Because we've all been pressured into believing that our job has to come first, that we need to impress the neighbors, that our social status matters, and it does to a point. I mean, you want to have good social standings, but at the same time, I'm not interested in keeping up with the Joneses. What I'm interested in is trying to keep up with my 10-year-old as he passes me on the trail. Now, if you think I'm telling you to go out and spend a ton of money on camping supplies and fishing rods and hiking boots and backpacks and just go hit the trail for 10 miles, that's not what I'm telling you to do. You need to work your way up to that. If you're just getting started in visiting the national parks and forests, go out and hike a mile trail. Find one that's reasonable. If you go to the websites for the parks, they'll tell you which ones are moderate, easy, and difficult, and go find one of the easy ones and start off on that. Or go run a paddle boat at your local lake and just cruise around the lake for a little while until you tire yourself out and then go back. But do it on a regular basis. One, you're going to feel a lot better because you're going to be getting exercise. And two, you're going to be doing it with your kids and making memories, which are going to be really cool. Oh, and yeah, I did tell you that you can, of course, take photos and video to capture those special moments because we all have a phone in our pocket, which is now a camera, right? Especially those iPhone 12 Maxes are crazy amazing good. But don't go out of your way to stage every moment. Don't try to get selfies at every turn in the trail. I would suggest taking one selfie after you reach, let's say, a point in the trail that you want to go see. Maybe it's a lookout, maybe it's a lake. But then put your phone away and just go enjoy the day with your family. Maybe throw a football around. Maybe have a race. Maybe build something in the sand. Play with your kids. Play with your loved ones. Or if you have your dog with you, throw a stick and play with your dog. Just create those really cool memories without having to worry about constantly capturing every one of them on video or on a photo. Because then you're missing the moment too. And I think sometimes we get so lost and, oh, we have to show everybody what we're doing, how cool our lives are. No, you don't. No, you don't. Not everybody and their brother needs to know exactly how cool your life is, or you have to show how awesome your time is out in the forest. I mean, yes, get the occasional photo, get the occasional video, especially if, let's say, your 10-year-old's reeling in a big bass. Of course, catch that on video. But what I mean is, don't stop everywhere to take selfies and taking video and all those crazy things. Unless, of course, you're trying to do a documentary like I do and you're trying to get people out into the forest, that's a little different. But try to enjoy the moments while you're in them and not document every second. Does that make sense? Oh, and a quick tip before I wrap things up here. If your kids or even your loved one is a little cranky about being out on the trail and they're like, oh, it's so hot out here. This is miserable. I hate it. Right? We've all heard that from our teenagers. I've got 6 children, so I know how that song and dance can go. What you need to do is try to make it fun for them, right? And how do I know that it's going to eventually become fun for them? Because every time I go out into, let's say, the Pisgah National Forest here in Western North Carolina, or maybe over into the Great Smoky Mountain National Park in Tennessee, I always see young couples, like late teens, early 20s, out there enjoying the forest together. And there's so much of that going on. It's so trendy. And people want to go out and do it, especially at an early age. They want to travel and see things. So why not instill that with your children first, so they can say, as they're out, let's say, with their boyfriend or girlfriend years from now, or even 5 years from now, they can say, I remember when mom and dad brought me here. Mom and dad would love this place. Let me take a photo of it and send it to them. And that reconnects them because they now have those memories of being out in a forest or national park with you. And they're going to want to share that with you because you shared it with them. And that strengthens your bond as a family. And that is so important. So trust me when I tell you, they're going to go see the forest if you instill it in them or not. It's very trendy. So here's another tip, final one. If you're out there and they're like, whoa, I hate this. Hey, look, hey, let me grab your phone real quick. Let me take a couple photos for you. So you post up on Instagram or Snapchat or whatever social media they're using. Engage with them at their level. Don't be like, oh, shut up. Don't
do that to them, because then they're going to hate being out there with you. Say, yeah, let me take some quick photos of you for Instagram. How do you want to look?
And then be the photographer for them, right? Take that photo. Say, no, you can stand right there, and I want to make sure it looks good. And, you know, learn some basics about photography so that your photos look really great for them when they're on Instagram. And make sure that they look good. Make sure their hair is right. They're smiling good. I mean, don't be commanding, of course. Don't be like, smile. Nobody likes that. I used to be a photographer in a portrait studio, and nothing drove me crazier than when a parent would scream at their kid, smile, smile. That doesn't make anybody want to smile. Stop yelling at your child. But, you know, try to work with them and give them guidance to make their photos look really great. And they're going to remember that about you. And that's going to be a memory for them, that their mom or dad really took an interest in something they were interested in and something that was important to them. And that'll, again, grow a deeper bond with you and your kid and make a huge difference down the road and eventually get you a nicer nursing home. So that wraps up why it's important to take your kids out into the forest and parks and our natural resources. Maybe it's a lake, maybe it's a river or stream, waterfalls, whatever is out there to go see. Even if it's just hanging out at the beach together, go have fun together. And if your teenage daughter or son wants to take along one of their buddies or their boyfriend or girlfriend, do it. Because you never know how the influence of the forest on them may change their lives and change their children's lives and generations after that, and to help bond their family together again. But that's just me speaking from the heart, why I believe it is so important to connect with your family out in the forest. I just think it's God's way of helping us to mend fences and to help us find each other. Like when I was 5 years old, I was afraid of my dad because he's an alcoholic, and he took me out on his boat in Englewood, Florida, and we caught that flounder together. It was a record setter, and he took me to Redfish Lodge, which is where everybody went when they were done fishing to have a couple beers and maybe talk about their catches, and they took a photo of me, and they posted it on the wall, and that memory helped my dad and I to resolve our past differences and our anger with each other much later on in life when he was dying. And if it hadn't been for him taking me out into the great outdoors, we never would have had that memory. We never would have been able to bond to that one moment and come together again and tell each other, I love you.
Don't go too far. Explore with RWD. We'll be right back.
It seemed bleak for the colonists to be able to establish their own country during the American Revolutionary War. The British were winning until the British made a fatal mistake and threatened the wrong people. And Western North Carolinian historian Bill Carson from the Orchard at Alta Pass shares that story during episode 2 of Explore with RWD. Listen directly after this podcast.
That wasn't too bad, now was it? Welcome back to Explore with RWD.
Before we wrap things up, I just want to take a second and thank you personally for listening to the Explore with RWD podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, understand that this episode is a little unorthodox. I just wanted to share that message of taking your family out into the forest or into the natural resources we have right here in the United States. And even if you don't have a family, again, take your loved ones. Maybe it's your friends. Maybe it's your sweet thing. Whatever the case may be, share what God has given us. It's such a beautiful place. And if you're planning on going out into the forest because of this podcast with your loved ones, be it your family or your sweet thing or even just your dog, make sure to do a little research before you wander on out, especially if you're not in the most top physical condition. I'm not making fun of anybody, but I want you to enjoy it. So don't go out on one of those really super hard trails. Find one that's relatively easy to begin with. And if you find that, hey, this was easy peasy, then try more of a moderate trail. Or if you like going to cast a line, go do that. And you don't have to buy a super expensive fishing rod. And as a matter of fact, at some lakes, they'll even run them out to you. So you don't have to buy all the gear. You can just go have some fun with you and your family or your sweet thing or even just your dog. My point is, get out and enjoy.
enjoy it. A lot of those places are absolutely free for us to go out to. Oh, and if you love photography, take your camera, your cell phone, whatever you have, it doesn't matter, and go capture some of those places so you can share those online to inspire people to go see them as well. It's really trendy right now. Remember, I said that earlier? So go get in the trend, man. And finally, if no one else has told you this yet today, I love you, and I know the good Lord above loves you. He's promised you that. So make sure to count your blessings, because life truly is good. Even in the worst of times, which we're living through right now, there are blessings throughout our life. We just have to take a moment and thank God for each one of them. Be it our health, maybe our financial situation, maybe it's the fact that our family's together and with us and we're not alone. Find all the blessings in your life and thank Him. And by the way, no matter what you've done, no matter what your sin, all you have to do is ask for forgiveness, and He will separate your sin from you like the east is from the west. So until next time, peace, love, and coon dogs, y'all.
Thank you for listening. Visit us online at explorewithrwd.com to discover more about Roger, his photography, podcast, and adventures. Or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Explore with RWD. Remember, we didn't inherit the earth from our parents. We borrow it from our children. May God bless you and yours. Now get outside and go explore. Explore with RWD is produced by Downs Media Incorporated. All rights reserved.